Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, do you remember, I talked a lot about it at the time, former FBI directors and assistant directors, mm-hmm. back in 2020, late 2023, early 2024, wrote a letter to the Biden administration. They all signed it, including Chris Swecker. So these are former assistant directors and directors of the FBI, former. Retired, any of them Republican, not all, but many, warning about the change in the composition of the flow of illegals into the United States. And what they said was, in the beginning of the Biden administration, the flow of illegals, the initial millions, were primarily family units, men, women, and children.
Right. Yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
By 2022, 2023, that began to change. And the majority of the people coming through the border were young, military-aged men. Mm-hmm. Many of whom had nexus with either terrorism or gangs or both. And they warned them, we've got to begin to vet who comes through the border. We cannot just hand them all carte blanche, a notice to appear. And now we know a Social Security number illegally. We've found that out since, 6 million of them. And this is, again, how we found gang members internationally wanted by Interpol with Social Security numbers and on Medicaid and on food stamps. We found terrorists on Medicaid and on food stamps. And I made much of that at the time. They had noticed that there was a distinct change in the traffic. And this looked like an army of young men. And I want to remind you of this too. I pulled this out. This is August 5th, 2024 from the House Judiciary Committee. This is a report they put out. Biden-Harris administration has released into the United States at least 99 terrorists since January 2021. They'd caught 150 at the border. They knew that they had released 99. They weren't sure where the others were. They suspected they might have been released too. These are people from Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Somalia, Syria, Tajikistan, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Yemen, Pakistan. I'm just terrified. I want you to remember that young male army, I just opened this with when I play this audio for you, because this is going to blow your mind. This is our FBI director, Kash Patel, on the size of the, Lee, you can only call it a young male criminal army just on the streets of Chicago. This would be terrifying if this was nationwide. This is just on the streets of Chicago.
Taking the juggernaut that is demolishing the weaponization of law enforcement and bringing it to places like Chicago. When I was there today with Todd, we learned that the Chicago city streets have 110,000 gang members. That's right. You heard me right. They had 1,200 shootings this year alone, 360 homicides. When politicians choose to side with those metrics and not their citizenry, thank God we have President Trump and this Department of Justice and this FBI going in there and crushing violent crime. And President Trump sent us into these cities quietly to set the stage, to set up for the National Guard, to see the success that we saw in Washington, D.C., in Memphis. The FBI has been leading the charge in every single one of these streets because we know how to gather ground-level intelligence, and we know how to put handcuffs on the bad guys, and we know that we have the backing of this administration, and most most importantly, the agents at the FBI know that they have the backing of the American people and their government.
So understand when J.B. Pritzker and Brandi Johnson's are out there screaming and yelling about the weaponization and the horror of it all. Why would American, you know, why would we have a military on America's streets? Because Biden imported a military-aged thug army. 100 and you're probably driving thinking I misunderstood that. That can't be real. The FBI director just said there is a gangster army on the streets of Chicago, 110,000 strong. Makes sense. I mean, you'd expect those numbers when you go back and look at what the FBI directors and assistant directors warned all, you know, those months ago, almost 24 months ago. The composition has changed. This is a massive flow of terrorists and criminals into this country. They are mostly male. They are not bringing women. They are not bringing families. They are not looking to work in a kitchen somewhere. These are criminals. These are terrorists. These are people with a nexus to crime and terror. And they're flowing into the country to have 110, and then that's the majority coming in. They'll have 110,000 of them. Just Chicago makes sense. Why? They are hiding behind the Democrats. They are sheltering in sanctuary cities, waiting for a day for amnesty, for Trump to be gone, when they can spill out. Like if you've ever seen, if you have roaches, you turn the lights off at night, they'll spill out, you turn the lights back on. There they are, spill out like roaches. And reclaim their networks inside the U.S. This is the Democrat Party helping the cartels build an army and networks in the country. This is one of the most astonishing statistics I've ever seen, Lee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the size and scope of that is stunning.
I mean, it is.
That's 150,000 in one metropolitan area.
Yes.
Staggering.
Yes. And Greg Bovino, who they tried to kill, as far as I know, that assassination award's still good. Greg Bovino, who is their chief Border Patrol agent there now in Chicago, was saying, look, we got 1,500 of them. We got the worst of the worst, but we got so many more to get. And that, he said, is why they want to kill me. Greg Bovino is now doing interviews on the hit put on him. And he explained something. There's actually, and I showed this to my sister, my daughter yesterday. And she said, yes, they mistranslated it because she speaks fluent Spanish. She says they mistranslated it. Everybody translated the $2,000 reward for information on him as, hey, they're just looking for where he is. No, the $2,000 reward was for extracting information from him after the kidnapping. The $10,000 reward was for killing him after. This isn't just an agent. This is a Border Patrol sector chief. Here he is reacting to that on Fox News across a series of interviews.
There's going to be more incidents just like this because it's a war zone out there. Secretary Noem mentioned a bounty on the heads of federal agents, that $2,000 to kidnap, $10,000 to kill senior Border Patrol officials and senior ICE officials here in Chicago. Now, what happens between the kidnapping and the killing portion? That's something out of a third world country. Is this America?
He's the guy that that bounty was put on. It wasn't information. It was information extracted after the kid. They were going to torture him. They think they can do this. And Lee, the astonishing thing here. You know what? I'll let you him tell you this. This isn't an American citizen.
It is indeed emblematic of what our brave law enforcement officers and agents are facing across the nation. That was an illegal alien that was comfortable enough living here in the United States, an illegal alien gang member, to put a bounty out like that. And when we look at what the governor or the mayor are talking about, they are the reason that gang members feel comfortable enough to do something like that.
Bingo.
Yeah. He nailed it.
And so when you have Pritzker out there and you're Brandon Johnson, this is the first time we're militarizing our cities. There is no other response to this but a military response. You are fighting 110,000 strong illegal immigrant gangster army.
And what you want to bet, Tara, if there were currently a Democrat administration in charge in Washington, that Pritzker and the mayor of Chicago would be asking for federal law enforcement help in handling the situation?
Yeah, they'd be asking for money for counseling,
right, exactly.
Or some silly thing.
Well, yeah.
The good news, I guess, is that in a week, and I'll let Greg Bovina, since he risked his life to do it. God bless this man. God bless this patriot. Risked his life on the streets of Chicago to do it. Again, when they put a hit like that on you, just because the guy who did it got arrested doesn't mean the hit's gone. The hit's still on him. And he's speaking out from a war zone where anytime he drives in, gets in his car, goes back and forth, he faces death at the hands of the people. The FBI's former leadership warned us in that letter we were importing. These are not families. These are the world's worst criminals and terrorists. And they are hiding behind Democrats in Chicago.
When we talk about those bad people and bad things that are no longer walking the streets, almost 1,500 apprehensions in a month. A majority of those 1,500 are some extremely bad individuals, whether it's child rapists, Train Day Aragua, gang members, terrorists, honest to goodness terrorists on the terrorist screening database, and many others. Those folks oftentimes are walking with impunity on the streets of Chicago. And that's why we're here. That's why we have this federal response here, is to take care of that. When our local elected politicians won't do the job, we will.
This is literally the Wild West. This is war. So when the Democrats whine, and someone on our text line, should we be sending the military in? You know, we've never, shut up. This is a war. We have to get these people out. This is not 1996 and we're going after Jose who's picking strawberries. That is not what this is. We got 3 years to get them out. But at the rate they're going in Chicago, 1,500 weekly, we may be able to clear out that 110,000 strong army. Maybe. But there's so many more Democrat cities they're hiding in, just waiting for Trump to go away so they can spill out and start the political assassinations. And they're starting with this guy, Greg Bovino. God's protection on him. I hope he lives to tell the tale to his grandkids.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.